Konnichiwa, hello, agu. This is the High and Low podcast. I'm your host, Spencer, and with me is not Joel, because this is a special announcement episode thing. I made a mistake when recording the episode on Here's to the Young Lady, the second half of the 1949 pairing with The Quiet Duel, Kurosawa's sex ed film about syphilis. And so I was going to try to summarize what the lost episode on Here's to Young Lady was going to be, but your technical difficulties. So this is a film directed by Keisuke Kinoshita. He is a very prolific Japanese director from the 40s to 1980s. He pretty much made 1 to 3 movies per year for almost like 45 years or so. So basically, he's dedicated his whole life to film. And so he has a shit ton of movies. And in 1949, he made, had 3 movies released. And one of them was Here's the Young Lady, which stars Setsuko Hara. And Chuichi Sano are the two romantic leads. It's basically a Hollywood-style rom-com. Like, you could replace Setsuko and Shuji with, like, Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn, or, like, Bogart and Bacall. It's definitely, like, in the mold of a Hollywood-type studio film, which is not a bad thing. It's nice seeing, like, a Japanese interpretation of it. This movie basically boils down to Shuji Sano, who was in 2 Ozu films. There was a father in 42 in early summer 1951. He is a blue-collar businessman. He built up his business. He built up a garage car repair business, essentially from nothing. And so he ends up being kind of upper class, purely because he happened to have built a successful business, and he has a friend named Mr. Sato, who tells him, you're 34 years old, you're too old to be single, so you gotta get married. And there's a young lady I want to introduce you to, and this young lady is Setsuko Hara. She is part of a rich family, and she's a eligible young woman who it's a Japanese society, so, she's looking for a husband, because she's getting a little too old. And Shuji's character, Kizo, he is very flabbergasted by it. He's very flustered, and he reluctantly agrees to meet with this woman, and he instantly falls in love, and she is very distant from him, and she wears a lot of dark colors and has a mysterious past. It's very good costuming on that part. And Keizo, he wears, on her first date, he wears like a sweater, blazer, and like khaki pants with rubber boots, because he doesn't want to mislead this woman into thinking he's like some rich businessman. He works with cars. He's just a normal dude. And he has a adopted brother named Goro, who lives with him, played by Keiji Sada. He is in Good Morning and Afternoon and the last few Ozu films. And he died the year after Ozu, and he's only, I think, 37 years old. But he's in Here's to Young Lady, and he's really good. And Goro is dating a dancer, and Keizo, his older brother, does not approve. And so throughout the movie gets a little repetitive, so Keizo wants to marry. Goro wants to marry this dancer, who you never get her name. You just know she's a dancer, and it's socially shameful. And Kizo keeps telling him, "You can do better than this." And they have a very paternal, it's a very like father-son type relationship. And so throughout the movie, Goro keeps trying to convince him. And eventually, he does. And Keizo, he starts to go on a couple dates with the Setsuko-hara character, Yasako, and they end up spending. He go and he ends up going to her house, this big lustrous mansion, and he meets her whole family. It's this very funny scene of you just see a table with a couple chairs, and then as more family members come in, the room is the way the room is shot, it gets bigger and bigger, and you just see more chairs and more people filling up all the chairs. It's very well done. And immediately he gets the idea because one of them, because they're only talking about like money or yeah, that could the, they're only really talking to him about money, so he's kind of suspicious as to why this beautiful young woman wants to be with him. And then they kind of hit it off, and she, I kind of hit it off. Well, anyway, so she reveals to him that their family used to be rich, but her father went to prison for a vague white collar crime that was something like he started a phony business, and I guess it was like fraud or something. And it's not explained what happened, but he's in prison and it's shameful to the family, and they're losing, and they don't have essentially any money, and so they have to sell like all their expensive things. And Kizo suddenly realizes that the mansion appears to be well kept and neat and nice, but actually, it isn't neat and nice. They're like the furniture is all needs repairing, and it's all scratched up, and like the fabric's coming off. And then you see a doorknob, a door with no doorknob, and just these little thing like spider webs everywhere, dust, and you see these little things of they aren't as well off as they would hope to be, and they're only trying to arrange this marriage purely because Kizo is a rich businessman with a very successful business, and he is upset. But then his friend Mr. Sato, who is another businessman, who seems to be like the he's essentially the chaperone, and he decides, and he Mr. Sato tells Keizo, just give it 3 months and then make your decision about whether or not you want to marry her. And so they go on a few dates, and they end up in a ballet, and he and Keizo is very uncomfortable there because he doesn't really, he's not used to ballet, because ballet is meant to be shown as like this very Western, very high class entertainment, and he is uncomfortable there, and you can tell he just kind of, he wants you to rather be somewhere else. Yet he ends up crying because he's just so affected by just the beauty of the dancing. And Yosako sees it, and for the first time she smiles, and it's just a very sweet scene. And then they go to a boxing match, which is his more cup of tea, and she doesn't really like it at first, and so their romance develops, and she has a fiance, she has a dead fiance who he died the previous year, I believe, and she can't really be in a relationship emotionally because she just can't bring herself to want to be that vulnerable again. And so that just makes Kizo's insecurities even worse. And they decide to get married, but then at the last minute, on the day of the marriage, of the wedding, he decides to call it off. On the day of the wedding, Keizo decides to just go home and go home for 10 days, and he leaves. But Yasako decides to decides that she's not gonna give up on his chance at love, so she goes to the bar where he likes to hang out, where they're gonna have the wedding party, and he runs off and he's gone. And then Goro shows up with his new wife, and he's like, "Hey, let's go. There's still time." And so it ends on this hopeful note of them driving to the train station, trying to catch him before he leaves. And Keizo lets Yasuko know that in a letter that one, he called the wedding, and two, he paid off all our family debt. And so if they're gonna get married, it'll have to be for love, not for money. And so she does truly love him, and it ends on this hopeful note of I see it as they will get married, and it's this very wonderful, sweet little movie. Yeah, and it sounds pretty formulaic, but there's actually a lot going on thematically, and it's a much deeper experience to sit through. And we did a Kiyoshira movie in the spring, I believe, Wedding Ring, that was not as good. Yeah, so, but Kiyoshida, he's just a prolific director who doesn't really get that much attention. Like, he's the first Japanese director to make a color film, so you can say he broke the color barrier, and he's just this important, underrated filmmaker that only like film nerds know about, and he should be more well known. He should, I don't know. Anyway, we're gonna do a special episode on him in the future. I don't know when, but we will. And I won't go through other 1949 movies. We'll cover that because Kurosawa has another movie from 1949, Stray Dog, starring Joel's father and Toshirô Mifune, which will be paired with the Ozu film Late Summer. So two heavy hitters. And that'll be hopefully two good episodes. And so between The Quiet Duel and Here's to Young Lady, there's not really much compare stuff to stuff that's similar. It's more just okay. So the next pairing will be 1980, and the film is Kajimusha, in which is not on Netflix anymore. I checked; it was on Netflix for something like a year, year and a half, a long ass time. And 1980 is a tough year for Japanese films because there wasn't much that is easily available in this part of the world, and it's mostly anime. So we went to 1979 with a movie called Hunter in the Dark by Hideo Gosha, who directed the samurai film Sword of the Beast in 1964, which I've seen. It's pretty good. Well, it's been a while since I've seen Sword of the Beast, but we will be covering the Kurosawa's, some call his comeback film, Kajimusha, which was co-financed by George Lucas and Francis Ford Coppola, and possibly Spielberg, but I know for a fact Coppola and Lucas made sure that Kurosawa was able to continue making movies. And so yeah, there's that. Both films are available on Filmstruck. Kajimusha is available on Amazon Video, and we'll try to get a guest for that. And for this month, it's October, so the special episode is Houseu, which will have Gina and hopefully someone else that I'm trying to get a hold of. And, okay, that's it. So, sorry about the losing the episode, but it happens. It was bound to happen that we get a lost episode. Luckily, it wasn't something as massive as, say, like Kajimusha. And yeah, so hashtag thug life, hashtag hootie tootie disco cutie, hashtag bullshit artist, hashtag offbeat Zane, knock die forever, and hashtag dress shoe forever, hashtag chipmunk cheeks.
The show's email is highandlowpod@gmail.com. The show's Twitter is @highandlowpod. The show is available on the Google Play Store, Podiant, PODIANT, Podbean, as bean, not beam, and iTunes, and wherever you find your podcast. Thank you for listening.
Sorry, back again. In the meantime, you can go back and listen to older episodes, like our episode, our special episode on the recently passed Seijun Suzuki, we did back in May. You know, we did an Ozu special back in July. We did episode of Shannon Camp in January or February on The Bad Sleep Well. Episode 6, I think, you know. So, there's plenty of stuff that we did before, you know. And we just dropped the episode on The Pornographers, if you have not seen that. Or listen to our episode on it. I highly recommend watching that movie because describing it does not do it justice. It's a crazy experience. It's from the director of Pigs and Battleships, so it's definitely in that style of very dramatic, but also very funny, and very funny, and makes horrible, tragic things into jokes, but when you think about it in a serious way, you're like, oh wait, that's actually terrible, but the movie makes it hilarious. So we have plenty of other things to go back to. We did an episode on Gojira, so yeah, sorry about that. Have a nice and pleasant day.